Hi guys! So, I don't think I've recorded a questionnaire in a really long time, like at least over a month. I think the last time I did one was during my one audio a day month thing during March. And I mean, I'm pretty sure whenever I was recording those questionnaires or that questionnaire, I was like a little bit delirious and tired, and I don't know. It feels like it's been a really long time since I just sat down and recorded proper questionnaire, like taking my time and rambling and just sort of connecting with you guys. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing the six questions for June, which I wrote. But I mean, I can still answer them, so yeah, I'm gonna answer them. Number one, we've all been asked what made us start, but what keeps you recording? What makes you keep coming back for more? Well, in the beginning, what kept me here was most definitely the community. I found such an amazing community, and I feel like I really jumped into the world of audio creating on Reddit, like, at a really good time. It was 2 years ago, and everything was just really nice. Everyone was nice, all the subreddits were beautiful and gorgeous, and so yeah, at first what kept me was the community. And now I have a lot of reasons to stay. I have the community, I have like just kind of the acting itch that I get to scratch every time I make a really good audio or read a really fun script. And also it's kind of my job now, at least a little bit. So that's definitely motivation to stay. But I don't know. I mean, there are jobs that make more sense out there, you know? So it's not like I'm definitely not just staying here because it's my job. You know, I'm here because I really do enjoy it and I love it. And everyone is so nice. And most of my best friends, honestly, are from Reddit. So, I don't know. This place means a lot to me. Number two, what is one of your favorite sounds to hear in a recording? Rain. I think I was thinking that whenever I wrote that question. And yeah, rain. I love rain. It's just a wonderful sound. Number three, in your opinion, how important is the audio quality of a recording? I very rarely mind the quality of more raw recordings, or at least raw sounding recordings. Obviously, if it's high quality, then it's great and it's wonderful and I love it. But even if it's lower quality and it hasn't been tampered with too much, then I still usually really enjoy it, and it doesn't take away from the experience for me if there's like white noise or if the audio is a little bit bad in some places. But what does really get to me is when someone has taken like kind of a lower quality recording and tried to edit the white noise out of it, and they did a bad job. Like, oh gosh, I don't know. So the noise reduction effect in Audacity, I found that like, unless you, whenever you're choosing this is the piece of the audio that you're, I forgot what it's called. Oh, getting the sound profile in Audacity when you like take that and then reduce the white noise or the room noise of the entire audio. If you do it with too small of a piece of empty audio, I don't know if this is making any sense, then it can sound really, really metallic and icky, and whenever I hear that in other people's recordings, it really gets to me, and it makes it hard for me to listen to it. Or if people have edited out white noise by just, or tried to edit out white noise by just like muting the parts of the audio in between what they're saying, so it's like every time they're talking, you can hear like this shh in the background, and then as soon as they stop talking, you can't hear it anymore, and then they start, and then it's there. That really frustrates me too. I don't know if those things made sense that I just said, but I hope that they did. Number four, is it more satisfying to you to record on an inspired whim or to work hard on an audio that you spend a lot of time preparing for? Definitely the former. It is really satisfying to post something that I've spent a lot of time preparing, and usually those get a better response because they're just better quality and they're a little bit more thought out, and people can tell, and people like that. But for me, whenever I record a questionnaire like this, or if I just write something and record it, which I never do anymore, I used to do that though, it feels really good to just kind of get that part of yourself, I guess, out there and not think about it too much and just make the magic happen. Yeah, it's definitely more like personally satisfying. Number 5, when you listen to an audio, do you usually see everything that's happened in your head or default to imagining it taking place in an alternate reality where only sounds exist? Is there a sound frequently used in recordings that you don't like? I feel like I meant to put those as 2 questions. Instead. I didn't. Yep, number 6 is there. Okay. Guys, you're gonna hear me edit this post I made. Live and in stereo. Except I don't think I'm even recording in stereo right now. Also, my cat is making noises underneath my desk. Just delete that bit. Save. Perfect. Okay. When you listen to an audio, do you usually see everything that's happened in your head or default to imagining it taking place in an alternate reality where only sounds exist? And then in parentheses, I put, please tell me I'm not the only one, which kind of answers the question for you all. I do default to imagining it taking place in an alternate reality where only sounds exist. I guess it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not really like I'm imagining being blind. It's like, sounds are the only things that are necessary? Not that sight is necessary. That sounds kind of ableist. But I don't know. I whenever I'm listening to audios, I don't really picture things happening. I just hear the sounds, and that's enough for me to not visualize the story, because visualize is the wrong word there, but experience the story without visualizing it. Yeah. Number 6. Is there a sound frequently used in recordings that you don't like? Oh, let's see. Anything, and this is gonna sound nasty, but this doesn't just, apply to audios of an erotic nature. This kind of applies to anything in general, audios, but wet sounds? Nope. No. Gross. Wet sounds are not good sounds. Also, eating anything, not a fan of that at all. As far as like ambient type noises, let's see. I'm not a big fan of car noises. Sometimes people make audios in cars and stuff, or not in cars, but that take place in cars. And there's just like that engine going throughout the whole audio, and not a big fan of that. But yeah, I think I answered all those questions, with as much detail as I could muster up. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and yeah, if you guys are a part of Audio Haven, please, please answer these questions. I've been trying so hard to liven up the subreddit a little bit. It seems like it's been really quiet for the past few weeks, and I really care about this place, so just please, please make the subreddit a place where we can all get to know each other and enjoy each other's audios and all that, because, you know, the only way to make the community lively again is for you guys, the community members, to liven it up. So help me out with that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye, guys.